The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from our Father, the presiding pastor of Trinity Household of Faith, Reverend Ebenezer Olawo.
I'd like you to just thank Him again. Just lift up your voices on your own, just worship Him on your own, just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. On your own, just spend the next 1 minute to just express your gratitude to Him. Express your love to Him. Worship is an expression of love. It's an expression of trust. Express your love to Him. Express your trust, your confidence in Him. Honor Him with your lips and with the words of your heart. You can do better. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you because you first love us. Not that we loved you first loved us. This is love that God sent His Son to die for our sins. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. The world does not know us because it do not know Him. Now we are children of God, but it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But when He is revealed, we shall be like He is. Lord, we thank You for making us in Your own image and after Your likeness. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for allowing Your Son to die in our place, for being a sacrifice for us. What manner of love is this for the Father to lay down His life, for a man to lay down his life for his friend? No greater love, no greater love, no greater love. We thank You. Thank You because You have loved us with an everlasting love. The love that can never change. You have drawn us with Your loving kindness. Thank You for this covenant of love. The mountains may depart, the hills may be removed, but Your kindness for us shall not depart. Neither shall Your covenant of peace be removed from us, says the Lord who has mercy on us. Thank You for loving us. A man may forget, a woman may forget the baby of her suckling child and not have compassion over the son of her womb. But You won't forget us. You won't forget us. You have graven us upon Your palms and our worlds are continually before You. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for Calvary. Thank You for Calvary. Thank You for Calvary. We give You praise. Light of the world, You can turn into darkness.
Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that makes this heart adore You. Oh,
Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. We are here because you loved us. He who did not spare his son but deliver him for us all, shall he not by him give us all things freely? Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. How great is the Lord. Sing with me. Your voice and sing, how great is this God? It's just incomparable.
How great is our God?
Sing with me.
How great is our God?
How great
is our God?
How great
is our God?
One more time. With light,
let all the earth rejoice.
Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself with light. Darkness tries to hide,
and darkness tries to hide,
and tremble at his voice. Greatness this morning. We say there is no one like you. When we think of how much you love us, we say, who are we? But we want to thank you. Thank you. We are here. The scripture says you have accepted us in the beloved. It is because of Christ that you have done all this for us. We stand in awe of you, Lord. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Age to age, he stands. Time is in the sand, beginning at the end, beginning at the end. The Godhead three in one.
Name above all names.
honor you. We honor you in your presence. We stand in your presence because of Christ. Because of what Jesus did for us. That's why we are here. We live to celebrate the work of the cross. Thank you, Jesus. We declare your greatness. We declare your love for us. Thank you, our Father. And in Jesus' name, we have given worship. Open with me to the book of Genesis chapter 1. We read verse 26 to 28. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. We go, then God said, let us make man in our... So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. Hallelujah. Your Bible one more time. I hope you are not tired of carrying your Bible. My Bible, this is the word of the Lord. I believe it. I submit myself to the authority of this world. My life is guided. My life is instructed. As I obey, I prosper and I have peace. Thank you, Father, for giving me light this morning. And changing me for good through your word in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The word of God is life. Holy world, come preside. For our in this world with God's own heart, oh, let the ancient world preside.
Ancient world,
ever true. Changing me,
changing you.
We have come with open hearts.
We have come
with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient world impart. Holy world of our faith. To this age came to us to sacrifice. Oh, he doth faithful word of Christ.
Ancient words, ever true.
Changing me, changing you. Are open unto you this morning.
Open us, oh, let the ancient word impart.
Lord, let your ancient word impart our lives this morning. The word that is able to change us. We receive this morning the engrafted word of God, which is able to save our soul. We lay apart every superfluity of nothingness. And we receive this engrafted word. The power of your word that is able to transform any man. Lord, I stand as your oracle this morning. And I'm asking you to take me over and speak through my mouth. Lord, speak through me. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The life that I now live, I live out of faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. It is no longer I that lives. Lord, I'm asking that you take over these aching lips and let your treasure, your life, your life-changing word come out of my lips this morning. And let Jesus Christ be glorified in this place this morning. And let every heart be transformed by the power of your word. Make us what you want us to be. We submit ourselves to you. Transform us to your likeness. Transform us to your image. And Jesus Christ be glorified. And God's people say big amen. Manifestation of sounds. Our main text is action. From the scripture we've been reading for some days now, and that is book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 19 through 22. Verse 19 says, for the earnest expectation of the sons of God, an earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the sons of God, we said, manifestation means revelation. Revealing, unfolding. Unfolding, making known. Something that is not known before, you show it. Making known, that's revelation. That is manifestation. You reveal what has not been known. It's been existing before. Not that it's not been existing. Are you here with me, church? If you are here with me, say big amen. Not that it has not been existing before. It was existing, but it was not known. But now someone has come and said, I removed the veil, you can see. Not that the wife was not there, the woman was not there before he was there. But on the day of wedding, say, remove the veil. And she now removed the veil. She came into the church. The husband already knew him, knew her, knew who she was. But her face needed to be covered. So by the time you remove the face, it's like, oh, I'm seeing this one for the first time. So manifestation is unveiling, making known what has not been known before. I am going to be rushing through 7 points about what God expects and what's God's mind concerning this word for us this year. Number one thing you got to know is that God is seeking for sons and not servants. God is seeking for sons and not servants. In the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible says, and God says, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. The word image talks about identity, while likeness talks about expression. Image talks about identity. Likeness talks about expression. God created man to look like him and to act like him on earth. When God created you, he created you so that you will look like him, you will act like him. Can somebody say amen? Are you still in church this morning? Can somebody say better amen? When God created you, I thought I should excite you. When God created you, created you with a mind that you will look like him and you will act like him. So you got to know from the beginning that God is still seeking for sons. Number two, Jesus became the pattern son of God, after Adam failed. Jesus became the pattern son, the model son of God, after Adam failed. When God made Adam, he made Adam to be a son. Adam to represent him. He made Adam to look like him. He made Adam to act like him. That was God's intention. That was God's mind, that Adam would look like him. Adam will act like him. Remember when he was in the Garden of Eden? You know, even verse 28, look at what he said in verse 28. He blessed man and said, be fruitful, multiply, go and lead on earth. Go and take charge. Take dominion. Be in control. Rule like me on earth. In the Garden of Eden, after he had made all things, he made man. The Bible says he made all the beasts. He called Adam. Adam, now demonstrate your this nature, your the God-like nature in you. Demonstrate it. God didn't tell Adam what to name all the animals. But out of his own initiative, he started naming the animals. And God didn't question him. He looked at a snake and said, you look so slippery, you're going to be called a serpent. You look like, look at a dog. You look so dirty and so promiscuous, you're going to be called a dog. You look like a goat. Oh, this one is too stubborn, must be called a goat. On and on. And God didn't question him. All he said, God approved it. He demonstrated that likeness of God. God created him to be the son of God. He was created a son of God, made a son of God to act like God, to look like God. But he failed. He failed by, you know the story? He failed by disobeying. When he disobeyed, it was not just about eating the fruit. There was something about what he did. That disobedience. And when that happened, he misrepresented God. God created him to represent him. But he represented God. He showed what God was. What was not like in heaven. Disobedience is not in heaven. So it was not just about eating the fruit. It was also a misrepresentation. He misrepresented him and he also lost his dominion. He lost his dominion the moment he said. So Adam failed the purpose of God. He failed in the purpose that God created him for. But you see it also in the book of Luke chapter 3, verse 38. Luke 3:38. That God actually made Adam to be a son of God. Look at it. The son of Enosh. The son of Seth. The son of Adam. The son of God. But he failed. Jesus came as the last Adam. To begin a totally new humanity, not a replacement of the old Adam. Not an amendment of the old Adam. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. So where Adam failed in obedience, you know Adam failed in obedience, Jesus walked in obedience. Jesus kept on saying, I never did anything except the Father told me to do it. They asked him many times, we are looking for the Father. I said, why are you looking for the Father? When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Anything that you see me doing, the Father told me to do it. I will never act without the Father's instruction. He obeyed him even to the last point on the dead. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 2, the scripture says, and he obeyed him unto death on the cross. Wherefore, God had highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. You know that was where Adam failed in obeying God. Jesus passed it. He obeyed God to the last. Jesus succeeded and lived as the pattern son of God. The pattern son of God. Not just the perfect pattern son of God, but the perfect son of God. John chapter 5 verse 19. The son can do nothing of himself. The most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing to himself of himself, but what he sees the Father do, Kayaba, different from Adam. This is the Son of God, the pattern Son of God, the perfect Son of God. What Adam could not do. Now Jesus did it. He said, but I only do what I see the Father do. And whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. Let somebody shout a big hallelujah. In John chapter 14 verse 9. He said, who has seen me? 14 years. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long? Sorry, I think check verse 8. Jesus said to him, I've been with you. No, this is not the scripture. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long and yet you have not known me? He who has seen me has seen who? The Father. You have seen me, you have seen the Father. I represent my Father. Why Adam misrepresented God who made him the Son of God? This Jesus, the Son of God, represented him. Look for the Father, you saw it in Jesus. Perfect. So perfect obedience, perfect representation, perfect sonship. Perfect obedience, perfect representation, perfect sonship. Jesus showed what a manifested son should look like. If you are also going to manifest as a son of God, he showed us what we should look like and how we should conduct our lives. That's why the scripture says he became the firstborn from the dead. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 29. Romans 8 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus had become a prototype of the new humanity. A prototype, and say, this is the model son. This is a pattern son. You want to see manifest as a son, follow his life. Look at what he did different from Adam and follow his life. Then you will also manifest like he manifested. Let somebody shout a big hallelujah. Number three, salvation or redemption from sin is not an end in itself, but a means to an end. Redemption or salvation is not an end in itself, but a means to an end. How can I say thanks for the things you have done for us? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for us. The voices of a million angels cannot express our gratitude. All that we are and ever hope to be, we owe it all. Come on, give the Lord the glory.
To God.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Jesus restored sonship. You're looking at it. Was not, you see, redemption, salvation was not an end to itself. Why God forgave your sin was not just, oh, forgive your sin for you to go to heaven. You know why? He wanted, God wants you to become what Adam, where Adam failed. Jesus had come to become the firstborn. When you have the firstborn, you must have secondborn, you must have thirdborn, you must have fourthborn, you must have fifthborn, on and on. And the door is not closed yet. I'm the lastborn. But I don't know how many of you are the last here. Hallelujah. But the door is not closed yet. That's me. You may be lastborn in your family, but there's no lastborn yet in heaven. There are still many sons coming up. Are you with me, church? Many sons are still coming up. The great ones are still coming up, are still coming behind. But we only know one. Jesus is the firstborn. All of us are coming back, coming behind. And he said, saying, where Adam failed, I succeeded, obeyed my father. I represented my father well, and I manifested. And therefore, every other one that follows my footstep will also manifest like I manifested. So, redemption is not just about taking us to heaven. Redemption is raising up of sons. Raising up of sons who will represent the Father here on earth. Who will carry the nature of the Father. The whole creation, they are crying. Where are these sons? Where are they? Where are they? Families are crying. Where are these sons of God? We've heard about what sons of God could do. We cannot see yet. Churches are crying. Where are these sons of God? So Jesus came to open the door for us. Jesus, so forgiveness is the goal of forgiveness. Goal of redemption is to make us son. That's why the scripture says in that John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13, as many as receive him, even those who believe in him, he gave them the right to become the sons of God. Sons of God. Sons of God. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to 9. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to 9. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. And verse 5, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive what? Adoption as son. You can see why Jesus, God sent Jesus to bring us into sonship. God sent Jesus to bring us into sonship. Salvation restores what Adam lost. That is, Adam lost sonship. Salvation restores sonship. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Salvation restores sonship. Salvation restores dominion. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. Hebrews 2, 10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory. God has a goal. God had a goal. When he allowed Jesus to go through what he went through, he had a goal. He wanted to bring many sons to glory. As I can see, we can ask the Lord. You went this far. Lord Jesus, Father, you went this far. Even when you knew the cost, you went this far. Because he wanted sons. Jesus is not the replacement of Adam alone. but the prototype of a new humanity that is bringing forth many sons. Adam was created as a son, but he fell as a man. Jesus came as a man, but he was revealed as a son. The Son of Man. He came as a man, but he was revealed as a son. Adam came as the Son of God, but he fell as a man. But Jesus came as a man that was revealed as the Son of God. Jesus didn't only come to save us from sin, but to show us how sons ought to live. To show us how sons ought to live. Give me that song, Zoe, like, Zoe, I have the life of God. He's the life of God in me.
This life that I have is the life of God.
It's Zoe. He came to give us that life. So redemption is not just forgiveness. It is the restoration of sonship. Redemption is not just forgiveness. It is restoration of sonship. Number four. Sons manifest by revelation. Not by titles. Not by qualifications. Or any other thing. Sons manifest by revelation. Sons, not by announcement, they are revealed. First John chapter 3, verse 2. From verse 1, he said, "Behold, what manner of man is love is this for the Father? That the Father has bestowed on us." He said, verse 2 now says, go to 1 John 3, 2. "Beloved, now we are children of God. It has not yet been revealed what we shall be." There's what we call progressive revelation. Progressive revelation. Now, people don't know who you are. But the time is coming. That's what he's saying. You'll be revealed. He said, now we are sons of God. Yet the world does not know us. It has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But when we see him, when he's revealed, we shall see him as he is and we'll be like him. Revelation, manifestation is unveiling. So sons manifest by revelation. It's not by title. It's not by qualification. No. Sons are known when they are revealed. I told you earlier on, sons already exist. They are not just about someone that wants to become a son. They already exist, but they have not been revealed. That's why I'm convinced this year, something is about to happen in somebody's life that generations will never forget. Sons are already existing. Not that they just want to exist. They are already there. But God is saying the time of unveiling has come. The time to make known has come. The time to reveal has come. Can somebody say better amen? Sons already exist. But manifestation is who we are when we are made visible. Manifestation is who we are when we are made visible. It is Christ living through us. You know, the Bible says, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ lives in us. The Christ in us walks through us. The Christ in us reveals the Father through us. He is the one inside of us. The more you have him inside of you, the more he will reveal you to the world. Reveal the Father through you. The more you have him in you, because he's the one inside, the more he will reveal the Father to the world through you. But listen to this. Maturity brings about manifestation. Immaturity hides identity. But maturity brings out manifestation. Look at what the scripture says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, he's a heir. The heir already exists, but because he has not grown up, he's not revealed. The heir, I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he's a master of all. Until he grows mature, that he will be revealed. There are glory that needs to be revealed. There are destinies that need to show up. But look, immaturity will hold it down. This is the law of the spirit. Immaturity holds it down. I said, identity precedes manifestation. Identity. You need to be known. You need to be a son. You need to be a son before your manifestation. Sonship is a present reality, but manifestation is a progressive revelation. Revelation. Sonship is a present reality. You are a son. You are a son. Look at it here. Already a child, a son, a heir. But it's not revealed yet. We don't manifest to become a son. We become a son to manifest. Did you get that? We don't manifest to become a son. You need to be a son for you to manifest. You don't manifest to become a son. You must be a what? Talk to me. You must be what? A son to manifest. Manifestation is revelation, not promotion. If it's not promoting, you don't promote somebody to it. It is a revelation. Jesus was made known in the book of Matthew 3:17 on his baptism. And hear a voice heard from heaven. This is my beloved son. Matthew 3:17. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I well pleased. He was made known. Look at him. Everybody see him. It was after that Jesus began his ministry. Because there was always be manifestation belongs to sons. Manifestation does not produce sons. Sons produce manifestation. Say this again. God reveals identity before he releases your assignment. He releases your identity before he releases your assignment. He tells you who you are. You must be a son before he tells you what to do. So manifestation happens through maturity. The more you grow, get stunted, don't grow. You don't get stunted, don't grow. What happens? You hide your sonship. You prevent your manifestation. When you grow, it is for your good. You will manifest. Refuse to grow, you refuse to manifest. Growth in maturity guarantees your manifestation. You want to manifest? Be committed to growth. Grow into maturity. Manifestation is not for children. Manifestation is for grown-up sons. I said, manifestation is Christ expressed in us. It is that Christ that is working in us. Manifestation is Christ seen through human vessel. That is the same God, that same Christ that lives in you begin to walk inside of you. Manifestation is seen and it is not announced. It is seen through your lifestyle. Your lifestyle. The Bible says, let your light shine that men will see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Light does not explain itself. No, it just shines. When you begin to live the life that aligns with your identity as a son. Just like you've had in devotional. When you begin your lifestyle, begin to align with your identity as son, then you are prepared for manifestation. The world is not looking for your claims. The world is looking for, does this person carry the nature of God? Does this one look like him, the one I've read about? Obedient life. We hasten your manifestation. Visible love. We provoke your manifestation. Daily faithfulness will guarantee your manifestation. Christ-like living will hasten your manifestation. Lifestyle is the loudest confession of identity. It's the one, your lifestyle. The first I will tell people about that you are ready for manifestation. Living double life, living ungodly life. Whether hidden or open, we only hinder you from manifesting. Because manifestation is for sons. Sons who have trained themselves. Let me move to number five. God's glory is revealed in manifested song. God's glory is revealed. That is the totality of God, the nature of God, his power, his beauty, his splendor is revealed in manifested songs. If you want to see your glory, his glory, I want to see your glory. To see your glory. I want to see your glory come down. As we praise your name. Lord, we pray, oh, let your glory come down. I want to see your glory come down. You want to see his glory? People are looking for it. Creations will respond when they see glory. They are crying for glory. They are not just crying for church members. They are not crying for believers. They are not crying for title holders. They are crying for people who carry the nature of the Father. People who represent him. That's what they are crying for. The whole creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. They are looking for that manifestation. Sons of God who manifest. One of the things you see is that they manifest his glory. Jesus manifested his glory everywhere he went. Because he followed you. What Adam did not do, he did. He was known for obedience. He practicalized all that he said. He didn't live a contrary life. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is written upon you. God's glory is not only around us. It is meant to be revealed through us. Meant to be revealed through us. Friends, I tell you, the world is waiting. Your family is waiting. Your generation is waiting. They are crying. When will you arise? Please, listen. Let me say this. Look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. Something comes to my mind just now. Genesis 2, 5. Thank you very much. You are very fast this today. God bless you. After God had created the Garden of Eden, nothing went on in the Garden of Eden until man showed up. It was there. Nothing was going on. They were waiting for that Son of God to come forth. God had finished creating. Everything was set. But nothing was moving. Because the Son of God had not manifested. Look at it. Before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth. And there was no man to do what? To till the ground. No man. That's why your family is just crying. You may not hear their cry, but they are groaning. They are groaning because heaven said, I brought this one into this family because of you. I brought you into this family because of these people. That glory must be revealed, but that glory will not be revealed until you choose to follow what Christ did to make him manifest. If you follow the other steps of Adam, you will go the way of Adam. They follow the way of the life-giving spirit. Adam is the living being, but Jesus is the life-giving spirit. And lastly, number what? Verse 6. Soul winning is the fruit of manifested sons. Luke 19:10. Soul winning is the fruit, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Sons do the bidding of their father. Servants obey commands. They obey tasks. They carry out tasks.
the sons share the burden of their father. Sons share the burden of their father. The Bible says, in heaven, God refused to have rest because of the souls of these people. In heaven, no rest because of souls that are perishing. Servants only obey rules, task. But you know, sons, they share the burden of their father. They carry that burden. And that was what Jesus did. You can't say you are a son and you are not sharing the burden of your father. John 15 verse 8. By this my father is glorified, that you bear fruit. My father is happy. Jesus did it. Now said, he told the disciples in the book of John 20, 21. He said, as the father has sent me, that I manifested, I carried out this assignment. I manifested. I also sent you. If you want to manifest, you follow my step. As the father has sent me, and I kept it, and I manifested. I also sent you. Soul winning is the evidence of sonship, the fruit of sonship. Sons live with purpose. They live with mission. They live with assignment. They go about life with a mission, with purpose. One passion, one purpose is to know you
more and more.
Shara baba ba santa de bara baba.
When I know you, I'll find me. Just one passion, one purpose.
To know you more.
To know you more and more. When I know you, I'll find me.
Beside you,
no one beside you.
Let me know you.
Let me know you more and more. When I know you, I'll find me.
The Father is revealed when sons act like him. If you have a son that acts like you. I remember one day, one of my boy now is a big boy. Now he's a big man. He was coming from school, was secondary school. He was coming from school and he got to the junction of the house. He was just going and there was a visitor who had never met him. And he just saw him on the way. Are you the son of Reverend Olawi? He saw him, he saw everything about him. He said, this man looks like him. Are you the son of Reverend Olawi? He had never met him in life. When you live like your father, when you live like him, you act like him, you behave like him, he will be glorified. Men will be drawn to him. Men will be drawn to him. So many. Is the fruit of manifested son. When sons are manifested, souls are attracted. A church that is not soul winning conscious is existing but not manifesting. Maybe busy with activities and program, but that church is not manifesting. The secret of any congregation that manifests is soul winning. You don't chase soul. That you reveal the Father and souls come. Your life reveals the Father. Your character reveals the Father. And souls come. They ask, we have not seen Jesus, but you look like Jesus. We have not seen the Father, we look like the Father. So winning is the evidence that sonship has matured. Clear evidence when you see any congregation that is so winning conscious. Sonship has matured in that congregation. But when you see a congregation that is carefree about soul winning, that congregation, sonship has not matured in that congregation. They are still babes. They are children. And you remember, a child, as long as it's still a hair, differs not from its servant. A congregation that bothers not about the soul, perishing soul, it's a congregation that is still has not manifested. It's still not yet grown. It's still a baby. Jesus manifested his sonship by sharing the burden of his Father. He said, they asked him, will you not go and eat? He said, what are you talking about? My meat is to do the will of my Father. The night comes when no man shall eat. I'm not about celebration. I'm about lives being touched. Have you not eaten? He said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Souls? He did not only listen to these friends. I tell people, I said, as a pastor, I don't only minister to crowd. Jesus, I follow the step of my Father. I don't only minister to a congregation. I minister individually. Jesus, as busy as he was ministering to crowd, he met people individually. In John chapter 4, the Bible tells us, he spoke, he sat down. He was not in hurry to commune with the woman by the well. Remember that woman that had 5 husbands? Until that woman saw, wow, I see the Father, a revelation in him. And the woman ran to town. I've met somebody. And the Bible says the whole town, they came. And the number of them received Jesus. What about Nicodemus? He spoke one-to-one with Nicodemus. Commune with Nicodemus. What about Zacchaeus? One-to-one with Zacchaeus. Friends, your manifestation is tied to your desire and your readiness to share the Father's burden. The Father is burdened and is crying and weeping. Every day, the Bible says, why is the door, is the way that goes to hell and destruction. The narrow, very narrow, that goes to eternity. But that wide one, the Bible says many people are trooping into it. Every day, even as I'm talking now, thousands of people have entered. This is what I'm talking now, across the world. Thousands of people have entered as I'm talking now. And the Father is weeping. Like, my son died. I allowed my son to die for this once. I turned my eyes away from my son when he cried on the cross. I said, my God, why have you forsaken me? I turned my eyes away from my son deliberately because he chose to carry the sin of the whole world in his head. Here, I can't come down and do it. But here are my people I have saved. I saved them to send them, but they are not. God is weeping. Every day souls are trooping into hell. You want to manifest? Share the Father's body. Let it move you. Don't live a day without kneeling to ask and say, God, touch a soul today. Save a soul today. Touch this man. Touch this woman. Heal this man. Visit this man. Be committed to soul winning this year. Bow your head as we pray together. Just one passion. Take it again. One
passion.
Say, Lord, lay the burden. Let's start our prayer from there. Lay the burden for souls in my heart. Lord, implant it. Put the burden for souls in my heart. The burden for souls, put it in my heart, Lord.
When I know you, I'll find me.
Ask the Lord. I say, that's where we're going to start our prayer today. Lord, lay upon me the burden for souls. Burden for souls. Lay it upon me. Let it be like fire in my bone that I can't keep quiet until I open my mouth to speak. Tell the Lord, Lord, help me to grow. I refuse to be a babe. This year I want to manifest. I want to manifest. I refuse to be a child. I want to grow into maturity. Help me to manifest this year. You must share the Father's body. That is the secret of manifestation. Church must not be used as a clubhouse, as a social gathering. It's a place to be fired to go out and serve. You are fired inside the church to go. This year, God says you will manifest. But the secret of manifestation, we mentioned about six. But the crowning one manifested souls, manifested lives as soul winners. They share the burden of the Father. I pray with you this morning. My Father in heaven, I am asking, ignite the fire for soul winning the heart of every man, every woman in this congregation. Everyone hearing me, wherever you are hearing me, this is my prayer today, Lord. Let there be fire for soul winning to begin to burn in the heart. That nothing can quench it except obedience. In the name of Jesus. My God, open the eyes of everyone here. Let light come. This year, we refuse to be babes. Nobody here. In the name of Jesus, you will grow matured. Manifestation belongs to sons. You will grow matured. Oh, my Father. Please, Lord, have your way in this place this morning. Have your way in this church this year. We have started it the first Sunday of the year. We are prepared for you. We love you, Lord. We love you. Our generation will not wait for us in vain. Never, 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 my God, never. Pray for someone here today. There's a reason why God saved you and put you in that family. They are groaning. You have not heard their groaning, but that is their cry. If God will open your eyes to hear, they are groaning. I pray for you in the name of Jesus.
that family will not wait in vain. The Lord help you to respond. Lord, here we are. Ira, yeah, Holy Yahweh, as for me, I will serve the Lord. And we sing that song 2 times. Stand on your feet and sing a very simple song. Here I am, wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord. As for me, I will serve the Lord. For the last time, can you please just lift up your hands together? Up, lift your hands up to the Lord. Wholly available, sing it with the whole of your heart. As for me, I will serve the Lord. Lord, this is our honest cry. I have sent, delivered the message you have sent me. I am not disobedient to your instruction. But I'm asking again, my Father, this is my cry. I'm asking, Lord, let this word not return to you empty. Let this word produce fruits. Produce fruits. Produce fruits. Set someone on fire in the name of Jesus. And as you do that, you have entered the path of your manifestation this year. No power of hell will stop it. No atalaya will stop it. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Now, before I go, very important, please, I want everyone eyes closed. All eyes closed, 1 minute before I go. I want to give opportunity for as many here who have not given their hearts to Jesus. You have not surrendered your life to Jesus. You know it, that I am not born again. You are not born again. You know it. You want to say, Jesus, I want to give my heart to you today. You want me to pray with you. Say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus this morning. Wherever you are, I want you to just do something. Put your left hand on your chest. Your left hand on your chest. Quickly, I'm going to say a word to your life. Your left hand on your chest. If you are doing it, please lift up your right hand so that I can see it and I know I'm praying for somebody. Lift your right hand. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. Thank you very much. God brought you here because of this word. Thank you. I pray for you and others. I thank you for others' hands lifted up. Let it be higher than your head. Father, I pray for this one. And I'm praying that indeed, Jesus, you change the story of this life. Please come, young lady, come. Let me lay my hand on you. Come, come. Just come. Come, let me lay my hand on you. Come. Let me lay my hand on you. Oh, pragada legado robo shantali. Just, no, don't worry. Just stand up. Lift up your right hand. Say it after me. My Father, I surrender to you today, from today, and I give you my life. I surrender everything to you. Save me in totality. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for her. And I also pray for this young lady also. I pray that you will establish her. Keep her in the faith. Keep her to the end. In Jesus' name. Keep them to the end. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Open your eyes. I like to just open your eyes. And I wanted to introduce to you this young woman. By the grace of God, I brought her to church. I brought her to church this morning. And I'm excited, the joy of my heart, that this woman surrendered her life to Christ today. This is the greatest joy, first Sunday, second Sunday of the year. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. To God be the glory. The Lord will establish you in Jesus' name. Amen. Where are the counselors? Where are you? Where are the counselors? God bless you. Please just follow me. Yeah. Congratulations. Please keep on clapping for Jesus.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website, www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng. Thank you.